The world of show horses was stunned this month when 5 American saddlebred horses were attacked in their stalls. The attacks occurred in the middle of the night, just before some of the horses were set to compete in a prestigious show in Lexington, Kentucky. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
It sounds like something out of a Dick Francis novel. An intruder slips into the barn of one of Lexington's top stables in the dark of night and administers some substance, perhaps by injection, to the farm's most prized horses. Dr. Carol McLeod, the farm's vet, picks up the story.
I've never seen anything like that. It appears that sometime during Saturday night of June the 28th, a caustic material was applied to the left foreleg of 5 horses. The manner of the application is unknown at the moment, and the material is unknown at the moment, and tests are being run as we speak at Cornell to try to determine what caused it.
These weren't just any horses. 2 were prize winners, and 1, Wild-Eyed and Wicked, is a 2-time world champion. They're worth at least $3 million. Whatever it was that was applied to their legs, the effect was immediate. The next day, stable hands noticed swelling. Soon, a small hard spot developed, and the surrounding tissue died, leaving the horses lame. Vets were called in, and then the police, who say they believe the horses were victims of a deliberate, malicious attack. The Double D Ranch outside of Lexington specializes in raising and training American saddlebred show horses. American saddlebreds are the oldest registered American breed. They're among the most highly trained show horses, and they're elegant. Bridget Parker calls them the peacocks of the horse industry. Parker breeds American saddlebred horses that are trained at the Double D. She says since the attacks, the ranch has installed a state-of-the-art security system. But she says everyone, from the owners to the stable hands, is devastated.
To take this caliber of horse, particularly a horse such as Wild-Eyed and Wicked, who's been virtually the Tiger Woods of our industry, and to have his career ended and very possibly his life in this fashion is just beyond belief and beyond comprehension.
The wounds are deep and in a vulnerable place. But fortunately, Lexington is in the heart of Kentucky's bluegrass country, an area with world-class expertise in equine health care. A huge, high-tech medical device called a hyperbaric chamber has been brought to the Double D Ranch to treat the horses. It looks like a tank truck, but one end swings open. Each horse spends 2 hours a day sealed in this pressurized tank. It allows them to absorb oxygen at 300 times the normal rate, speeding the healing process. Along with the hyperbaric treatment, Dr. McLeod is applying a new medicine that includes stem cells. She says the injuries are no longer life-threatening, but a full recovery is months away.
They're not going to grow back with normal tendons there. They're going to grow back with scar tissue, and so we don't know how they're going to be able. They're going to be able to walk around, but they're going to probably, their careers are in jeopardy.
The Lexington Junior League Horse Show has been one of the top competitions for American saddlebred horses since it began in 1937. At the Red Mile, a historic racetrack in Lexington, elegant high-stepping horses with rigid necks and long flowing tails walk, canter, and trot around the ring. Wild-Eyed and Wicked was set to compete here and at the World's Championship Horse Show next month in Louisville. Owners, trainers, and riders here are all talking about the attack, and many believe the timing wasn't a coincidence. Bonnie McGinnis is an owner from Indianapolis.
You know, everybody keeps wondering because, to my knowledge, this has never happened before, you know, where, so people are just like, why? You know, we were talking about this yesterday. Is it a disgruntled customer? Is it a competitor? You know, or is it just a lunatic?
Among the trainers and owners lining the ringside at the Red Mile, shouting instructions to their riders, the competition is intense. At Lexington and the other top shows, purses aren't large, certainly not enough to recoup what owners spend training and outfitting their horses. But clearly, there's a lot at stake. Champion horses like Wild-Eyed and Wicked sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Kentucky State Police are investigating the attacks. Owners, trainers, and others that are part of the American saddlebred community say they believe and they fervently hope that the attacks didn't come from one of their own. Greg Allen, NPR News.